Now, Stacey Champion, and Stacey was kind enough to come in. Our producer, Jess Welch, sent me a couple of articles about the homeless situation here in the Valley of the Sun. And I think we all know it's an issue, but it's interesting here because it's unlike a lot of the cities we see in California and Portland and Seattle, where you see things with tents all over the place, right on the sidewalks and in front of businesses. We don't really have that here in Phoenix, and it's almost, for most people, I think they think we really don't have a homeless problem. But what Jess showed me was we do. We have a huge city that now has 1,100 or 1,200 people in it, of people just living outside under little tents and things, because the beds are gone. There aren't enough homeless beds. There aren't enough shelter space. And they're living out there. And most of us don't know that exists. Right, Stacey?
That's correct. So the area that you're referring to is known as the Zone. It's an area that surrounds the Human Services campus. Ironically, it's pretty close to the state capitol.
Yeah.
Blocks away from the state capitol. But
it's like third and Fifth Avenue and south of Jefferson.
It's kind of tucked between, like, say, 9th Avenue and 13th Avenue.
Oh, okay.
And Jefferson, kind of just south of Jackson. So it's a big area.
Okay.
And I've been doing kind of a volunteer street outreach in Phoenix with the unsheltered population for probably about 14 years now.
So you just go out there. I mean, this is amazing. You just volunteer on your own time. You collect, you pay, buy things yourself, or you'll talk about this in a second. There's a way people can give money. You get things that the folks on the street need, and you just on your own go out there and talk to people and see what they need and give them things that they need.
That's right. And like I said, I've been doing it for a lot of years now. You know, whether it's like just socks and underwear, water, cooling towels in the summer.
Yeah. Well, let me start with this. If people want to help you, I mean, I got to tell you, that's amazing. I don't do any of that stuff. I think the vast majority of us don't do that. But I think we'd like to help. I don't want to go down there, but I think we'd like to help. How do we do that? How do we help you do this?
So I have kind of an ongoing Amazon wish list, and the easiest way for people to probably find me is on Twitter. My Twitter handle is ChampPR. But if somebody is interested in volunteering, I'd suggest Andre House. I think they do really good work. They feed people every day. So they're an organization, you know, that if somebody wants to take that route, they're
good. But if somebody wants to help you with your Amazon list, buy things to give to the folks who are living on the street, how do they do that? Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I post the link a lot. I mean, I can send okay. you the link.
Send me the link,
it.
And I'll put it on my Twitter at Barry Markson 1 as well. And so let me tell you, let me ask you. You're down there. You're seeing this this influx of new homeless people, right? There's just it's growing.
Yeah.
And what is in your mind, because you're seeing the new people come in? What is causing the increase now?
Well, so I mean, I think we can all agree it's an extremely complex issue. And, you know, everybody talks about drugs and mental health issues. Do those things exist? Of course they do. What I can tell you from my personal experience over a lot of years is that not everybody has one of those issues when they end up down there. Sometimes those issues come after the fact, especially with, you know, younger girls. They won't land on the street with drug issues, but then
they get them later.
Exactly.
So is it now, or are we seeing a bigger influx of new people because the cost of housing is going up?
I think that is a big, big part of it. If you look at our eviction rate for Maricopa County, just in the month of January alone, we had over 5,000 evictions.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of those people don't have somewhere to land.
So are the people you're seeing out there, are they younger people? Are they older people? Who are the new folks coming out because they don't have housing?
Well, the biggest increase that I see, and I think it's a national trend, is homeless seniors. So folks really above the age of 55, and a lot of older women, which is heartbreaking. I mean, there was a woman in a wheelchair with a little dachshund who is in her 70s, who I helped get off the street and into one of the hotels, you know, doesn't have mental health issues, doesn't have drug issues.
Just has money issues.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of especially older women, they're their Social Security checks just aren't as high, and they're just getting like straight up priced out of housing. Yeah.
We were talking about that a couple weeks ago on the air, that the cost of housing for folks who are on a fixed income getting their Social Security check, barely making ends meet, if the rent goes up $200-$300,
they're done.
Yeah, they don't have that.
Yep, they're done.
So Stacey Champion is with us here on KTAR. She's a homeless advocate and a homeless helper, I guess, as you go down there. It's amazing. So what is the biggest need down there? What do the people need the most? I mean, let me ask you this first, because I looked at the pictures of the stuff from the story there of the zone, and what happens as it's getting hotter now? I mean, they're living outside. We're in Phoenix. It's going to be 110 degrees here soon.
Well, and people die.
Yeah.
And so I have a lot of weird hobbies. I've also tracked the heat illness and deaths in the state of Arizona for many years now.
Yeah.
And the majority of those deaths, there are deaths that take place indoors too. But the majority of those deaths take place outside.
Yeah.
And so the numbers have been rising every year. We've broken heat records every year. We've also broken heat death records every year. So we had over 500 heat deaths in Arizona last year.
500?
Over 500.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So what do they need down there? I mean, is this your opinion? I mean, is this a city issue, a state issue, all of us issue? What do we need to do? Because these folks aren't going away. It's more people are being added to this zone now every day. What do we do?
Well, I think it's an everyone issue,
yeah,
right?
It's
the city, it's the county, it's the state. We've known for years that there is a lack of affordable housing, so we desperately need more affordable housing. I think we could do a better job helping to keep people from becoming evicted in the first place. I think if those people had some proper legal representation, I think that would go a long way. As far as people who are out on the street, I mean, I think we just need to do more faster, right? Like, we need more affordable housing. We need more shelter beds. So we need more housing.
What do we need down there, like, now, tomorrow? I mean, building more affordable housing, those are all long-term
sure.
things. What do we need tomorrow?
Well, one of the things that I have been heavily advocating for, and actually just submitted a new citizen's petition to the city of Phoenix, is a sufficient number of restrooms and more access to potable water and also shade.
Okay.
Because that combination of things is going to literally save lives. We need more kind of place-based cooling tents and cooling centers and in meeting people where they're at.
Okay. So are there restrooms, I'm calling rush, are there like porta potties out there for people to use?
For now almost 11, I'm sure it is 1,100 people by today. The number of 24/7 bathrooms, okay,
yeah.
Because the Human Services campus is there.
Right.
So during the day, people have access to other bathrooms.
How many are there?
24/7 bathrooms. There are about, I think, to either 10 or 12.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're... are two that are ADA accessible.
See, that,
and that's a huge problem.
That's too many people. I'm not going to be able to, you know, sit down there and read a paper or anything. That's not going to work. Well, so who do we talk to? I mean, do we talk to the city to say, hey, let's put some more porta potties out there? Do we raise money on the side and try to do that on our own? And is there water? Do they have water out there for these folks?
So they've just finally added a water source.
Okay.
I mean, some of the organizations obviously have water, but for all those people on the streets, there is enough.
Okay.
They need a couple more like big water tanks.
Yeah.
People have to stay hydrated.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about you donate some water bottles and stuff, and that's cute. But when you have 1,100 people down there living outside in the middle of the summer, they need a lot of water.
They need a lot of water.
Yeah.
And not just for drinking,
right.
But to keep themselves clean.
Oh, yeah.
So,
It is. How do the folks get there? Do police bring them there? Like, do they all walk over to that area?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people, yeah, end up in that area because that's where the majority of the services are.
The social services are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's correct.
Stacey Champion's with us here on KTR. She's a homeless advocate for homeless people. Just an unbelievable growing problem here in Phoenix. I will say, and I think this is going to sound very selfish, I'm happy that they're all in one place, but we need to provide services for them there, right? Like, I don't want us to turn into Santa Monica or Portland where they're just all over everywhere, because I don't think that's good for them or for anybody else.
Well, they actually already are all over.
Where are they?
They're everywhere. I mean, I think there are a ton of folks along the canals.
Oh.
I know they're tucked all over into my neighborhood and kind of Midtown Phoenix.
Okay.
They're by the, you know, freeway overpasses.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. You're
over
right.
Over on the west side. I mean, Maryvale has some issues. I mean, they're,
wow.
It's really all over.
We need to address it. And I don't know what the answers are. And, you know, we were talking before you came in California, they're spending, it's unbelievable amounts of money on this. And the problem just keeps getting bigger. It's a huge issue, very complex, as you said. I don't know what to do, but I like what you're doing, which is just let's just do what we can to help these people now, get them some shelter, get them some water, get them a way to clean themselves. I think that's a great thing. Stacey Champion, thank you for what you do. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.